Even though.
Even though.
It's all set up against me.
It's all set up against me.
Totally against me.
Totally against me.
Because all of history.
Because all of history.
Is about loss.
Struggle.
Struggle. Fighting for what is right.
Fighting for what is right.
And being challenged.
And being challenged.
Every life is a challenge.
Every life is a challenge.
And I only have.
I only have.
Human perception.
Human perception.
That challenge.
The challenge.
Is a cost.
Is a cost.
That everything I want.
That everything I want.
Is going to cost me a great deal.
Is going to cost me a great deal.
A great deal.
A great deal.
If I learn tapping.
And do it right.
I'm going to feel worse before I feel better. If I learn
positive affirmation,
I'm going to be thrown into chaos.
Mortification.
Self-judgment.
When I realize
how negative I really am.
When I believe in prosperity,
I'll be devastated
by all the lack
I'm made aware of
in my thought,
in my word,
in my feeling self,
all around me.
All the ways.
Evolution is speeding up.
And I am programmed
with the old stuff.
Suffering.
Pain.
All the ways.
I'm believing.
Hoping.
Good stuff will come.
But I'm pretty darn sure.
It's a long journey there.
And it's going to cost me.
Personal growth.
Spiritual growth.
Cost me hard work.
Or the highest price of all.
Forgiveness.
I don't want to forgive anybody.
I want to forgive everybody.
No, I don't.
My heart wants to forgive.
My ego says,
no way.
No way.
Not in this lifetime.
What is forgiveness?
Nobody can define forgiveness.
All the ways.
Spiritual awakening.
Peace.
Ease.
Giving and receiving love.
Is beyond.
The framework of beliefs.
I exist in.
If you love me.
You're going to hurt me.
If I love you.
You could leave me.
And that's a given.
You're going to die.
I'm going to die.
Somebody's going to be leaving somebody.
It's not safe to love.
It's not safe to be loved.
All the ways.
I'm pre-programmed
for the weight
of responsibility,
of obligation,
of seeing
that everything good
has a high price.
A cost.
A cost of discipline.
A cost of letting go.
A cost
of loss.
Of change.
Of letting go of comfort zones.
Or becoming comfortable.
And then losing it.
All the ways I believe in cost.
All the ways I believe in hope.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be a relief?
If I had a different perspective
of the earth experience,
I want to see it as an experience,
a string of experiences,
one experience after another.
There is no cost.
There is no exchange.
I get to be
in one experience
after another.
And I get to make up the story
of what the experience is like.
That would be a relief.
No, it wouldn't.
My story's terrible.
It's full of lack.
It's full of obligation.
It's full of
work. It's full of emotional exhaustion. I don't know how to just be in the experience. There's always a story. Trying to connect the experience to the past, to the present, to the future. I don't know how to just exist in an experience and choose enlightenment with myself, for myself, about myself. I don't know how to be present with me and all the negative emotion and all the history of loss, of rejection, of betrayal, of loneliness, of lack. I don't know how to be and just be without the story that hurts. All the ways I'm playing this giant game, teetering between presence with no story, with only curiosity, with only acceptance of an experience. And then there's the fear, the story, the ego, the struggle, the measuring, the comparing, the defining. And that one doesn't really go positive.
All the ways.
I don't know how to have an overhaul of a belief system that's created from human history. I don't know. Wouldn't it be a kick if the answer is hidden in the riddle? If the I don't know is the answer? What if I could fall in love? Not the kind of love for exchange. Not the kind of love for responsibility. Not the kind of love for responsibility and obligation. But the illogical, emotional love that you fall into. I want to fall into love of the mystery. I want to know peace. The kind of peace that is uplifting. The kind of peace that leads to enthusiasm with the mystery of life. Where I've been taught hope is a worthy endeavor. And yet I want to go further and deeper and bigger into the mystery and know peace instead of hope right in the mystery. I'm never going to have the answers. Human life will never make sense to me. I want to fall in love with the mystery of life, the mystery of our Creator, the mystery of the divine plan. I want to know a deep affection for the not knowing. For the acceptance I choose to create. I want to be present, fully present in every experience, with curiosity, with positive expectation, without needing to explain to myself what it means, what it doesn't mean, what it could mean, what it might mean. All the ways. I don't know how to align my logical, ego, personality, minds with my heart. My heart is seeking peace, which is a mystery because of all the pain it's known. I'm seeking to fall in love.
I'm seeking to fall in love.
Irrationally.
Irrationally.
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
In love. With the mystery.
The mystery.
Of earth.
Of humanity.
Of the Creator.
Of the Creator.
And most of all, I seek to fall in love.
With the mystery
of me.
Of me.
Okay, big breath.